Right now, in factories all over the world, these massive million-dollar machines are just suddenly halting.
Yeah.
And the culprit isn't, you know, a broken gear or a software bug. It's actually invisible radio noise.
Right. Which sounds like science fiction.
Exactly. So, welcome to a new deep dive into Industrial Control Panel EMC Compliance, the definitive guide. Today, we're decoding what feels like the dark arts of industrial engineering for you.
Well, we're looking at how this invisible electromagnetic noise basically dictates the reliability of our modern infrastructure.
Right. And to really grasp this electromagnetic compatibility, or EMC, think about noise etiquette in a shared apartment building. You can't just blast your stereo at 3 a.m.
Right. That's emissions control.
Yeah. And at the same time, you need to be able to sleep through your neighbor vacuuming.
Right.
Which is immunity.
Exactly. And out on the factory floor, your neighbors are massive motors and arc welders that are just throwing off huge amounts of interference.
And the control panels are sitting right in the middle of all that chaos.
Oh, absolutely. They house the programmable logic controllers, the PLCs.
Basically, the computer brains of the assembly line.
Right. Those and the variable frequency drives, or VFDs, controlling the motor speeds. Now, those VFDs are essentially the loudest neighbors in the whole building.
Because they switch high voltages so fast.
Exactly. They create massive electrical noise. And if your panel isn't armored against it, the PLCs get scrambled, you get corrupt data, nuisance, safety trips, and, well, a halted production line.
Which costs a fortune. So let me unpack something from the guide that seemed pretty wild. It says long cable runs actually act as antennas.
Yeah, they do.
So a factory is basically just a forest of giant accidental radio receivers catching all these rogue signals.
Pretty much. Any unshielded conductive material is scaled perfectly to catch specific high-frequency wavelengths. A long motor cable acts like a conduit, just pulling that ambient chaos right into the sensitive electronics.
Wow. So because this accidental interference is so destructive, we have all these strict international rules to contain it, relying heavily on the IEC 61000 series.
Right. And the financial reality of passing those tests is, well, it's steep. And it changes depending on where you are.
Right. Like the EU and the UK mandate testing for both what a machine emits and what it can withstand. But the USFCC mainly just advises on the immunity part.
Yeah. But the ultimate hack here is designing for that gold standard European test, specifically the CISPR 11 Class A standard.
Because if you pass that strict EU emissions threshold up front, you inherently pass the US standards too.
Exactly. And doing that during the initial design phase costs maybe 6,000 quid and takes a few weeks.
Right, but if you ignore it, fail a lab test later and have to retrofit it,
then you're looking at up to 15,000 pounds and a brutal 6-month delay.
Which brings up what the guide calls the best cheap insurance policy an engineer can buy, a near-field probe set.
Oh, definitely.
For like a few hundred quid, you just wave these little wands over the components.
Right, they act like a metal detector for rogue frequencies, so you can find the dominant emissions before you ever step foot in an expensive lab.
And once you find that noise early, you can actually armor the panel.
Yeah, you build a continuous protective shell. You use conductive door gaskets to seal the metal cabinet doors so tightly that the waves are physically trapped inside.
Creating a Faraday cage, basically.
Exactly. And you also have to add a DC uninterruptible power supply, or UPS.
Wait, let me stop you there. Why does the power supply need its own backup just for a tiny voltage flicker?
Well, because those PLC brains we talked about absolutely hate voltage dips. Even a millisecond drop from a nearby motor starting up can cause the logic controller to reboot.
And if the PLC reboots, the entire line shuts down.
Exactly. The UPS just bridges that microscopic gap.
Okay, so you build Faraday cages and add backup power, but then the guide really obsesses over tiny grounding wires. It explicitly warns against long shield pigtails. I have to push back here.
Okay.
It sounds like serious overkill.
Yeah.
Why does the physical shape of a tiny grounding wire matter so much against a massive electromagnetic field?
Well, at low frequencies, a pigtail is just a wire draining to the ground. But at the high frequencies from those VFDs, the physics literally change.
Really? How?
That twisted pigtail acts as an inductor. It physically bottlenecks the high-frequency noise trying to escape.
Oh, so instead of draining away, it backs up into the panel.
Exactly. It spills right back in.
Right.
But if you use a 360-degree metal clamp instead, you give that noise a massive, wide-open highway to escape safely to the ground.
Wow. So good engineering isn't just making things work beautifully on a schematic.
No, not at all.
It's forcing these components to survive the invisible, high-frequency chaos of the real world. You have to physically build for the noisy apartment building you're living in.
Right. You have to recognize that the invisible environment is just as physical and destructive as humidity or vibration.
Absolutely. Which leaves you, the listener, with a final thought to chew on. If massive, heavily armored, steel-encased industrial panels are this vulnerable to invisible electromagnetic noise, what does that mean for the rapidly expanding network of cheap, unshielded smart devices constantly communicating in our own homes?